time now for your comments. Carolyn Brewer of Teaneck, New Jersey, objected to the interview with a British architect and historian as part of a report about urban overcrowding in Lagos, Nigeria. She wrote, "Your opening offense was to feature first and most prominently the voice of a white European as an authority on the ills of Lagos. I can't imagine you're seeking an African native to address so definitely the ills of London." Carol Bates of Kansas City, Missouri, was transported when she heard John Doolittle talking about Don McNeil's Breakfast Club, a popular morning radio show from the 30s through the 60s. She writes, "I had a sudden flashback of my mother listening every morning and leading the parade as my two sisters and I marched around the breakfast table. It was especially nostalgic since the second of my sisters died of cancer in April. It was nice to recall happier times from my wonderful childhood." And there was this concerning Susan Stamberg's interview with fashion designer Pauline Trigere on growing old gracefully.
"What do you mean there is no glamour into aging? I go out at night. I hope I am glamorous. Listen, what do you do? Just fall down a chair and not walk, or what?"
Midge Jewell of Plymouth, Michigan, responded to a quote in that interview, "While I agree wholeheartedly with Betty Davis that growing old ain't for sissies, we should also keep in mind that everybody and his brother gets a turn at being young. It's the chosen few who stick around until the last dog's hung." Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.